go out and have a good time, and then you can sleep late the next morning.
What does your husband work?
Yes, he works at the airport. He works for Braniff International. Braniff Airways. Or Braniff International, I think they call it now. You probably flew in on that if you flew in.
No, I drove in, but I've heard that. That's an airline?
Yeah, they have the big BI. They're based out of Dallas. In fact, they're the ones that have that big new Dallas-Fort Worth airport, that big section of it.
Have you been out to that airport?
Yeah, that's really nice. But we fly every once in a while because we can fly for $6 anywhere Braniff flies. And we've gone a few places. I've been after him to go to Hawaii because it only cost us $20 round trip to Hawaii. But he doesn't like to fly a whole lot. That's what Midge, my brother Midge, said. He's the one that's 22, and he's a surfer, and he's the one that's in marine biology. And God, he'd give his right arm to go to Hawaii, you know, just to surf.
Have you done much traveling?
Well, let's see. I haven't been out of the United States except to go to Mexico. But as far as in the U.S., I've been to New York and Virginia. Let's see, Maryland. Well, let's see. I went to New York when I was 18. Aunt Ann took me to New York for my graduation. We spent a couple of weeks going to plays and stuff like that, and seeing the things like the cloisters and all the sights in New York. And then came back down Chincoteague Island down into Virginia. I have an aunt that lives in Virginia. It's Ann's sister. And so that was my first big trip. I mean, before that I'd been like to Arkansas and, you know, just a few neighboring states. And that was my first big trip. And then after Mike and I got married, I did fly back up to Virginia a couple of times to see him, and Washington, D.C., and a few places like that when he was stationed in Virginia. And then last year, Mike and I and Brandon, we have a truck and camper. And we just loaded it up and piled in, and we just drove. And we drove, we went to Baton Rouge, and we stayed in Baton Rouge a while. And then we drove up to visit my brother in Nashville. And then we drove over across the Smokies and over to Virginia, and we visited my aunt in Virginia. And then we went up and visited Mike's cousin in Baltimore. And then we drove back down through West Virginia. We went into a little bit of Pennsylvania up at the top there. And then back down we went to Chattanooga and went through the caves and all that stuff, and then drove on back home. We just drove around for 2 weeks messing around. But that's about all.
What about in Mexico? Did you
Monterey, and we've been meaning to get to Acapulco because Braniff flies into Acapulco too, and we could go down there. In fact, we had it set up 1 year for vacation, and I got sick and we didn't get to go. But in fact, we're going down to Laredo this weekend. We're going to leave Sunday night, Sunday afternoon after Mike gets off, and come back sometime Monday evening.
What are you going down there for?
Well, we got a new bar out there, and I need to get some bar stools. And they've got nice things down there, very reasonably priced. And
then Nuevo Laredo?
Nuevo Laredo. Yeah, we go across and go down and shop. And we go to the Cadillac Bar and eat lobster because it's cheaper there, and have a few drinks and stuff. And Brandon likes to buy a piñata and one of those little wooden snakes that goes like that. And he always gets something like that when he goes. And he sits there at the bar and drinks a Shirley Temple and thinks he's a real big grown-up.
Y'all gonna drive down there?
Yeah, we're just gonna drive down this time. About 3 hours from here, which isn't really too bad. It's shorter than going to Houston or something like that.
Close enough. Yeah,
it's not a bad trip at all.